Hi and welcome back. Welcome back to another episode of For the Love of Group Fitness. I'm your host, Anne C, and today I wanted to update you and be open and share with you the story behind my career in the industry and what's been going on and how that has led to the creation of a members club. Now, if you haven't heard my story before, I would say I literally fell into the industry because my background is sport. I just completed my master's in exercise physiology, sport and exercise science. And I picked up a part-time job at a local leisure centre, which was I don't know what you call them now. It was attached to a school. So the school used it during the day, and then the rest of the time it was open to the public. And it was in a very rough part of Sheffield in the UK. So I was working with this part-time job, and the leisure centre manager gave me the opportunity to learn to teach group fitness. I wasn't a regular class participant. I can count the number of group classes I'd been to on one hand, literally, right? Sport was my thing. However, he did promise me extra pay, which was very enticing at the time. So I said yes. I was like, how hard can teaching group fitness be, right? We don't need to. That would be a whole different other podcast. So you may be wondering, why on earth did I, you know, how did I end up being a trainer? How did I end up building a career outside of just teaching classes? Because I could have just stuck with that. I could have just stuck with teaching classes, or maybe even given up teaching classes, because I wasn't a group fitness enthusiast. I was a sports person. So you could say that it's stupidity that I'm still here. And I have wondered over the years, because being shy, introverted, and verging on being an empath is tough, right? This industry is tough. It can be, if you're anything like me at all. What I then realized at some point was that I didn't just fall into this, that perhaps the universe has got my back, and perhaps it was what I was meant to do. So regardless of the fact that I have a foot firmly in the yoga world, I also have a foot firmly in the group fitness world, because I love it. I love it. I love what it's given me. I love what it's done for my life. You know, I love yoga because that's how I live my life. So I love them both for very, very different things, for different reasons. And I love both. And so perhaps the journey that I've been on ever since is perhaps the journey that I'm meant to be on. So, you know, it started to make me wonder, was there something more to this journey? You know, if this path was meant to be mine, was there something more to my journey? You know, could I have just stayed teaching classes? Or do I go down this route of becoming a trainer? And a presenter, because sometimes, you know, it's a really tough place to be. You're kind of, you know, up there, and you choose to put yourself out there to potentially be, you know, shot down or knocked down, right? And you're not going to be everyone's cup of tea. The feedback can be brutal. So, you know, why? Like, I had to really think about, what was it about my journey? Was there something else that I meant to do within this journey? You know, and I don't know, I'd love to hear from you if you've ever felt that way too. So anyway, I decided, okay, there was obviously something more to this, and let me go with the flow and see where it takes me. But in order to do that, you know, being introverted, being an empath, being shy, I had to find ways of coping. And the one thing that really stands true even today is that I focused on the end game. And the end game is being able to make a difference in one person's life. Because making a difference in that person's life can change the world, or at least that person's world. that was happening in my group classes. And so the logic for me really is that if I can then train instructors and inspire them, you know, then they will make a difference in their people's lives. And therefore, together, you know, whether we know it or not, together we have the ability to change the world, or at least part of it, our part of it. So I decided to focus on that and get over myself. Getting over myself was challenging though. I didn't have any guidance from the people around me. I think, you know, the more I've become aware and learned about empaths is that we really don't feel like we fit in most of the time. And so I didn't feel at the time I had people around me that would support me, that would mentor me, that would coach me. You know, any kind of support and coaching I did get was within the Les Mills world, you know, and primarily Les Mills New Zealand. And, you know, apart from that, you know, outside, if I was looking at the world outside of Les Mills, I didn't really feel I had any because I didn't feel I fitted in. And you could say that, you know, that was my doing, possibly, but I was young back then and didn't know any better. So I felt alone and I decided to seek advice from outside the industry. I invested in coaches and mentors, in courses. You know, one of the very big, the biggest investment I ever did in my early days was to, you know, sign up for a Tony Robbins event, the Anthony Robbins event, Unleash the Power Within, which was three days in London, 10,000 people. And then off the back of that, I signed up for his full university. So I did David Destiny, I did Life Mastery, I did his business stuff. And then I went on and did his leadership training. You know, that was like probably my biggest investment financially, biggest investment emotionally. But I can't put a price on what doing that has done for me as a person. I've also done lots of other things on top, you know, and yes, I did collect some fitness qualifications along the way. I collected my yoga qualification, but I soon knew that that wasn't enough. You know, in order for me to really step into my path, into my journey, in making a difference in people's lives, was that I had to do work on me. I had to work on the shy, introverted, empathic me to do the job well. And I reckon that the better I did my job, you know, then the more the journey would reveal to me, if that makes sense. You know, as I traveled along this path, doors would open and everything, you know, life would make more sense. I even went, took myself off to business networking events. This is like well over 10 years ago, which were way out of my comfort zone, to rock up with business people, not fitness people, in-person meetings, crowds of people. You know, that was just so outside my comfort zone, and they still challenge me even today. But I love them. I love the connections I've made. I love how all the events I've been to have helped me grow in different ways that would not have happened if I stayed purely and simply in the group fitness industry. What I will say is that, I did it alone. Primarily alone, on my own, outside the industry. And so my journey today has led me to embark on this exciting venture. More Than Group Fitness Members Club isn't just a club, it's a movement towards evolution, connection, and growth. I reckon, you know, like those of you that struggle to find your niche, I always reckon that, hey, this is who I am, and there must be, out of the 7 billion plus people in the world, there will be a tiny, tiny percentage of people that are also like me, that love personal development, that love, you know, evolution and growth, that would love connection and collaboration. So that is what this is all about. So in a world where group fitness is more than exercise, you know, where it's about empowerment, collaboration, and personal development, I wanted to create a space that resonates with these values. You know this as an instructor. It's not just about a body pump class. You're not just a high-low aerobics instructor or Zumba teacher. You know, you're changing people's lives. Every single class that you teach, you empower people, right? You help people grow in more ways than one. You know, from a yoga perspective, I say, you know, there's stuff that happens on the yoga mat, but what's more important to me is what happens off the yoga mat. And then collaboration, this whole world opened to me, really, over the pandemic. It's like, why? Why are we, you know, being so protective over our patch? Why are we not helping each other? Because we are all unique, beautiful individuals with strengths that, you know, we can pull together and collaborate to create something very special. So I wanted to create a space for all of this, you know, a space that I didn't have and I still crave today. You know, it's somewhere where we can turn up just as we are, literally come as you are. There are no expectations apart from an open heart to embrace the fact that together we are stronger, right? A community that you can lean into so that there's a shoulder to cry on, but then also a space where you can ask for love punches, you know, because you're afraid to take the next step, right? Love punches when needed to help you evolve and grow. And that's how More Than Group Fitness Members Club was born. So the mission is to provide a platform for fitness professionals like you to elevate your expertise, connect with a like-minded community, and access resources beyond the ordinary. And by that, I mean what's currently in existence in the fitness industry. Okay, this isn't about sets and reps or fascia or more choreography ideas. It's about unlocking your potential and reshaping, you know, the landscape. There is so much out there. There is so much out there, and personal development has been a part of my world for like 25 years, right? And I've been in the industry 30. So it's been a large part of my life, a large part of my career. It's helped me become who I am. And I'm not saying I'm there. I'm far from there, you know, and there's still room to grow. And we're constantly evolving, constantly developing. And I'm inviting you to come with me. Come with me. If you want more choreography ideas, if you want to learn more about the best way to structure your HIIT class, then there is enough information out there. Okay, so this club, yes, I will bring those, you know, hints of those in, hints of those training ideas, etc., in to the club, but essentially it's about your personal growth. So why the name More Than? Why More Than Group Fitness? Because I believe that you are more than just a fitness instructor. I've said this before time and time again. I've written about it, you know. You are a catalyst for change, a source of inspiration, and a force for empowerment. And this club is designed to nurture these qualities within you. Now, you may be eager to learn more about what's in store for our launch in September, which is now. It's in a couple of weeks. So I'm going to give you a little teaser of what's to come. So we're going to have expert-led workshops that will challenge your perspectives. We will have networking events, you know, in a very kind, supportive way. So if the word networking freaks you out, don't worry. I know, because I still get freaked out going to networking events, right? So it's here to support. I'm here to support you. And these events are there so that you can connect with other fit pros worldwide. This is my vision, my dream. Is for this to be a worldwide community. and a supportive community that will be your foundation for growth. And as a special thank you for those of you who are joining as founding members, so when the doors open or just before it opens, and for a certain period of time, there will be the opportunity to be a founding member. And if you're a founding member, we will hold your membership subscription rate for life. So the way I envision this is that the membership subscription rate will go up in time. The aim is to keep it as affordable as possible globally. But whatever rate that will be released as the founding members rate will be the lowest rate ever. So, you know, I will honor and hold that rate that you sign up for life. We will also have founding member meetups, so you'll have the chance to help shape the club's future by having good open discussions. So how can you be part of this exciting movement? It's really simple. Just head to our website at morethangroupfitness.com. That's morethangroupfitness.com. The link will also be in the description of this podcast below. And register to stay updated on the launch. So I'll start pinging out emails about the launch. There'll be a pre-launch period leading up to the launch date. So that's what's been happening. And as for this podcast, it will shift from weekly episodes to at least one a month during this interim period as we launch the members club. There are plans for this podcast also moving forwards. But in the meantime, it will be at least one a month, short little mini-sodes like this one, whilst, you know, we do the launch of the members club and iron out any tweaks and lots of other things. So in the meantime, what you can do is revisit past episodes, as there's a wealth of nuggets in each and every episode with my guests. So that's all for today's episode. Do stay tuned for more updates and exciting content as we get closer to our launch date. And remember, it's not just a club that we're launching, it's More Than Group Fitness, More Than Group Fitness Members Club. So thank you for tuning in, and until next time, keep embracing the journey, keep pushing your boundaries, and remember, you are more than you think.